here we are again. Conversations with my dummy. I'm your host, your pal, Steve Charney. And let's see, what do we got? Oh, Michael Cooney. Michael Cooney, he's going to be playing a song of Malvina Reynolds, The Bankers and the Diplomats Are Going in the Army. I love this song so much. We're also going to be, Harry and I are going to be singing a song together. You don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And what are we doing, Harry?
I challenge you to a game of checkers.
All right.
I'll set up the board here. You want the red or black?
Give me black.
Okay. Help me set up the pieces.
All right. Set them up here. Okay. We're done here. You got that? You all set?
Yes, Steve. Okay. I'll go first, and I go there.
Wait a second. I thought you can only go diagonally in checkers.
No, Steve, that's chess. This is different.
Oh, all right. Then I'll go here.
You can't go there.
Why not?
I told you this is checkers, not chess.
All right. Can I go there?
All right. But only this once. Now I'll move here. Check.
What do you mean check? That's chess.
No, it isn't, Steve. Why do you think they call it checkers? Because you check. See? Check. Checkers. Chess. Chessers.
Huh?
Never mind. Just go.
All right. I'm going.
Where are you going?
You told me to go.
I mean on the board. Come back here.
Go on the board? You mean this is a go board? I thought we were playing checkers.
You want to leave the puns to me? It doesn't become you, Steve.
All right. I'll go
there. And I go there.
I go there.
And I go there.
Hey, you're not allowed to jump off the board and then back again to capture my checkers?
Sure I can, it's a shortcut.
All right, then I'll go there.
Wait a second, you have to have the checker end up back on the board.
But it likes it here, it's a pacifist.
All right, then my checker follows it over to the deck and jumps over there capturing it. It's mine, give it over.
All right, but you better treat it nicely.
I'm putting it right here in my POW camp.
Now, according to the Geneva Convention, you can't abuse my checker. No dropping it or trying to bite it. Now it's my turn. I'll jump your checker there. Okay, now I have a prisoner, too.
You want to do a prisoner exchange?
Just go.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you doing with that checker?
It's sending a secret message to the captured checker, Steve. Morse code. Breakouts at midnight tonight.
Will you just move?
All right, I'll go over here.
Where are you going with that checker?
To China. He's a Chinese spy.
We're not playing Chinese checkers. Bring him back.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, I'll go there.
All right, then I go there.
Hey, what happened? You hit one of my landmines, Steve. I'm sorry. Hand it over. C'est la guerre.
But look, man, my checker is dead.
We'll give it a proper burial with full honors.
Wait a second, that's stupid. It's just a checker.
It was a checker. His checking days are through. His checks now bounce. He's no longer checky. He's checked out!
All right, I go there.
And I go there.
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 Wait a second, I think we're going in circles.
Which is hard to do on a square board.
I'm going there.
Hey, you just cheated!
I did? Are you saying Charney cheats at checkers?
Well, I would say it if I could.
Well, it's not hard to say. Just say Charney cheats.
Cheddar cheese.
No. Charney cheats.
Cherry cheeks.
Charney cheats.
Chevy Chase.
Charney cheats.
Charney cheats?
Right. Charney cheats at checkers.
Charney eats his checkers?
At checkers.
At checkers? I don't have a hat to check.
At checkers.
At checkers.
Now, if checker cheater Charney truly cheats at checkers, would Charney cheat at chess?
What?
If checker-cheater...
If trick-or-treater...
No. Checker-cheater...
Checkered-sneaker...
Checker-cheater...
Chicken-chopper...
Checker-cheater...
Checker-cheater!
Charney. Say Charney.
Steve Charney.
Truly cheats at checkers...
Truly tore trousers...
Truly cheats...
Chewy treats...
Truly cheats...
Truly cheats...
At checkers...
At checkers...
Would Charney cheat at chess?
Would Charney tweak his guest?
No. Would Charney cheat at chess?
There's cream cheese on your chest.
Would Charney cheat at chess?
Of course he's going to cheat at chess if he's cheating at checkers. The dirty rat!
The force be with you.
How many of you know what I'm about to say? probably most of you. Patreon.com/Steve Charney is the place to go if you want to support this program. For, you know, just a little bit of money every month, you will get a chance to support me. And Harry, of course. Harry needs the shekels as well. Patreon.com/Steve Charney if you want to subscribe to the show and support us. Thank you.
Yay! The Price Man!
Harry and I are right in the middle of a game of checkers. I've never heard of playing this way, huh? Where you can leave the board and then come back, and there are landmines and prisoner of war camps. This is turning into quite a game. We've been digging trenches.
Right. Now I have 8 of your soldiers, and you have 7 of mine.
They're not soldiers. They're checkers. After all, you didn't get them at an academy. You bought this game at the supermarket.
So that means they're supermarket checkers?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Ready for this? Okay, I've just captured 6 more of your guys in one fell swoop, and I must tell you now to king me.
Why should I king you?
Well, I made it to the other side of the board.
Okay, I'll take one of your captured pieces and place it on that one. Now you can go forward or back.
No, that's not what I mean by kinging me. I mean king me.
You?
Yes, me. I'm now king. Get out of here. I'm serious, Steve. I made it through your minefields, past your spies and soldiers of fortune to the other side. I've conquered your peoples, and now I'm king. Luckily, I brought my crown with me, knowing you wouldn't have one lying around.
Where'd you get that crown?
Oh, it's been lying around the house for quite a while, waiting for this moment, Steve. I knew it would happen eventually. Here's my robe and my scepter. I am now king!
And what am I, chopped liver?
Yes. Now go get us a royal cookie.
Why should I get you anything?
Because we're king, and you're my subject.
We? Both of us are king.
Well, I use we in the royal sense, Steve. It's just me, not you, but kings are allowed to do that. Now where's our cookie?
I don't know. It's in the station's kitchen, I guess. Why don't you go get it?
Don't be so insubordinate, or I'll have you beheaded. Now carry me to the kitchen so I can feast in splendor.
Why should I carry you?
Because we command it!
You know, I always thought you would be a benevolent king, kind and generous.
I am. I was going to give you a bite of my royal cookie. Now lift us high and carry us proudly. Our royal feet must never be defiled by the earth.
Oh, man, all I can say is this is the last time I played checkers with you.
Last night, I had a lovely dream. I saw a big parade with ticker tape galore, and men were marching there the like I'd never seen before. Oh, the bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. Oh, happy day, I'd give my pay to see them on parade. With their paunches at attention and their striped pants at ease, they've gotten patriotic and they're going overseas. We'll have to do the best we can and bravely carry on, and we'll just keep the laddies here to manage while they're gone. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. It seems a shame to keep them from the wars they love to plan. We're all of us contended that they'll fight a dandy war. They don't need propaganda, they know what they're fighting for. They'll march along with dignity and in the best of form. And we'll just keep the laddies here to keep the lassies warm. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. We're going to make things easy cause it's all so new and strange. We'll give them silver shovels when they have to dig a hole, and they can sing in harmony when answering the roll. They'll eat their old K rations from a hand-embroidered box, and when they die, we'll bring them home and bury them in Fort Knox. Oh, we hate to see them go, the a gentleman of distinction in the army.
Harry and I were playing checkers when it came time to king him, you know, in checkers. He actually took that literally. He's wearing a crown, a robe, even has a scepter.
Which I will bop you over the head with if you don't start calling us King Harry the First.
He also insists on using the royal we when referring to himself.
Now our first task as king is to edit some of these jokes. Do you look at this script? It's an abomination! We made a few adjustments here, which we think will improve the program.
What do you mean? You've never had any problem with these jokes before.
As king, many of these bon mots are beneath my dignity! And the recorded music! Ha! From now on, I only listen to my equals.
Who are your equals?
You know, B.B. King, Carol King, Alan King, King Kong.
Just kings?
Any royalty, Steve. Duke Ellington, Earl Hines, Prince, Wolfman Jack.
I don't get Wolfman Jack.
You know, King, Queen Jack.
You know, that always bugged me. Except for cards, have you ever heard of a Jack in the royal court? Now, what's that all about?
We only read Ellery Queen and Stephen King books. We watch Steve McQueen movies. And from now on, I only put up my dukes.
When you fight?
No, when the family comes over to visit. I have to put them up in the castle.
Castles are only in chess. We were playing checkers.
Keep up those dumb jokes, and we may deign to anoint you as court jester.
Listen, this king business is really going to your head, isn't it?
Hey, what good is being a king if you can't order people around?
I thought the object of being a king was to look after his subjects.
The object is to look after the subject?
Right.
What subject are we talking about?
You are forgetful the subject of what the object of being king is.
But you're the only subject around here, and I object to being subjected to having to look after my lone subject.
I'm not taking a loan from you.
You're getting off the subject. Now, stop subjecting me to your objective, which is to force me into taking care of you, my only subject.
Well, stop turning me into an object. I'm a human being.
A human being? But a being is an object.
Look, all I'm saying is, if you were really a king, you'd do something nice for me.
I could make you a knight, Sir Charney. How would you like that?
But we're not playing chess. There are no knights in checkers. Only chess.
All right, if you don't want to become a knight, I'll make you a day.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
All right, kneel before me.
Okay. There. Okay, do it.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Hey, wrong coronation, man.
I'm sorry. I now pounce on you. I mean pronounce you Sir Arthur Charney.
It's Steve.
Well, Arthur is more English.
Okay.
Hand me my royal saber. I have to give you a knock on the head to make it official.
Here, the royal sword.
Thank you. My will be done.
Ow, that hurt. Ow.
Well, now that you're a day, you have gone from the court jester to the court jouster.
Cool.
If it ain't got that swing, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I? It don't mean a thing. All you've got to do is sing. Do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I? Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I? Yeah. Sweet or hot,
do it.
Just give that rhythm everything you've got.
You tell him how.
Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I?
I'm Steve Charney, but Harry is king.
Steve, we have some bad news to impart to you.
Yes, King Harry, what is it?
We have to abdicate our throne.
You mean you're going to be Thrown off your throne?
My throne's thrown.
Why, for Pete's sake, why? King Harry, you've become such a good king. Benevolent and kind. Humane and magnanimous. You've made me a day.
Well, that's because you didn't want to be a knight.
And I am humbled by the experience. Why do you want to abdicate?
Because the robe itches.
So take it off. Can't you be a naked king?
What's the matter with you? Didn't you ever hear of the emperor's new clothes? We can't be naked.
So put on a royal towel.
Plus, I want to finish our game of checkers. And if I'm king, it's beneath my dignity to play with a mere subject like yourself.
Hey, I'm not mere. I'm a day.
And what a day.
It's a beautiful day.
On a clear day, you can see forever.
Well, that's because I'm so tall.
But still, you're just a subject. Let us abdicate, and we can finish our game.
All right. Off with the robe.
Okay.
Off with the crown.
Right.
Give me that scepter.
Okay, here you go. Lucky I'm wearing my royal underwear underneath.
Hey, man, it's not royal anymore. It's just underwear.
All right, let's see. According to this board, you just kinged me, so now it's your turn.
Okay. Only this time, stay on the board. Okay, now I'll go there.
Okay. And I'll go, woo, there.
Wait a second. This is checkers. You can't lift up your piece and fly across the board.
Why not? It's a B-52. It's flying under the radar.
Okay. In that case, I'm taking these three pieces, and I'm moving here.
Hey, you can't move three pieces at the same time.
They're paratroopers. They're parachuting into enemy territory.
All right, then I'll move over to here.
That's off the board again. I thought we decided we wouldn't go off the board anymore.
Well, this guy's a Navy SEAL, Steve. This is all water. He's submarining over to your country and infiltrating enemy lines.
Okay. I'm going to bring my infantry in for an all-out offensive.
Here we go. You have to king all these checkers.
Hey. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Earthquake, man! Earthquake! Run for cover!
Oh, man, you just knocked over the checkerboard. They're all on the floor.
Burial at sea! Burial at sea!
You regular podcast listeners probably know this by heart already. The credits, Conversations with My Dummy, is produced and written and engineered and performed by me, Steve Charney. And you can hear this podcast, find it on iTunes, Podomatic.com. That's a nice place to go too. Raise my position in the ratings. That's always good if you go right to Podomatic. And, well, let's see. Oh, Patreon.com. You can find it on Patreon.com too, where, of course, you can become a supporter of the program for $1 a month. Visit this Facebook page too, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Throw things up there occasionally besides the show. And visit my website, stevecharney.com, for CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. I also tweet. Oh, one more thing that I forgot. This show was written with Kelly Kinyon. I want to thank her for that. Thanks for listening. Harry, what's the joke?
What did the blind man say when he was handed a cheese grater?
I don't know. What did he say?
Most violent book I ever read.